It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Northern Plains weather this week should be mostly favorable for farming activity after beneficial rain fell in some of the driest areas this past weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Some of the rain was rather hefty over the weekend, especially early on from Thursday night all the way into Saturday. We did see some impressive rain totals across some of the drier areas in the Missouri River Valley of North Dakota and a handful of other locations across parts of South Dakota, but the one area that didn't get a lot of rain was eastern North Dakota and northern and some central areas of Minnesota, and that was welcome after all the moisture we've been dealing with in those areas this spring. So we're off and running on a good foot here this morning with very little precipitation expected to be occurring in those previously wettest areas, and that will be the case for a fair amount of this week. We do have a frontal system that will cut through the Dakotas and Minnesota on Wednesday going into Thursday. It will bring a shot of cooler air with it, and we will see rain fall, and we may have the cloudiness and a little drizzle still lingering behind on the second day, just simply because the air is so cool and there's going to be a chance for a little bit of cloudiness that prevails for a while until a surface high pressure center drops into the region. Moisture totals, though, during the middle part of this week will probably run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around 2 or 3 tenths of an inch, with the exception of a handful of counties and parts of counties in central South Dakota into northwestern Minnesota. And those areas may see a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain. It's a little early to buy into anything more healthy than that, and most likely that is probably a little overdone. So we'll watch real closely and see what happens. But the cool air will be significant enough to bring our temperatures at night down to the 30s Fahrenheit, and we'll expect that to at least remind us that we aren't quite done with the cool air for this season yet, but we should not see any kind of damaging cold conditions across the region. Low temperatures most nights this week are expected to be in the 40s and 50s. We'll look for those cooler nighttime lows to occur as we get out towards Thursday and Friday mornings of this week. And again, I don't expect to see freezing temperatures outside of a pocket or two, and it will be light freezes, but we do expect temperatures to slip into the 30s on Friday. Now, high temperatures across the area are expected to run mostly in the 70s across the region today. There actually may be a couple of lower 80 degree readings occurring across the northeast part of the region. We'll look for the high temperatures tomorrow to be upper 70s and lower 80s across the area as well, and then we'll be looking at the temperatures cooling down just a little bit as we get into the second half of this week when that cooler air mass arrives, and the temperatures will fall to the 50s and 60s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.